I've at times overheard certain members of this congregation comment that to gather here every fortnight is like a breath of fresh air. Or I look forward to the fellowship and it's something I need to be able to reset. Although I'm sure that the place where we come together here at Springfield offers its own unique attractions, it is by no accident that we sometimes long for, even crave, Christian fellowship. It's a gift from God. Biblical fellowship is essential for spiritual growth, mutual encouragement, accountability, and strength in faith, or preventing isolation and hardening of the heart. Hebrews 10, verse 24-25. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more, as ye see the day approaching. We are urged to gather together to offer encouragement, and to spur one another on towards love and good works, rather than isolating oneself, particularly as the day of Christ's return approaches. Without fellowship, we are on our own, the encouragement to press on, and for the accountability that comes with sincere fellowship. We should look for ways to deepen our relationships with our brethren so that we may encourage one another as a way to prevent us from being self-deceived. The closer we get to each other, the more difficult it is to hide our sin. In this way, fellowship helps us to become more aware of the sin that resides within us. Being in a fellowship also requires that we are called to carry one another's burdens. This means being humble enough to bring our own hopes, failings, and needs to others to help bear the burden, and alternatively, to be that person for others when they need it. Galatians 6, verse 1-3. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfil the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he has nothing, he deceiveth himself. True fellowship can also be defined as a shared union with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. This requires walking in the light, as God is in the light, which allows the blood of Jesus to cleanse believers. We get to share in the life and benefits of Jesus' body and blood. Being a mutual bond that unites believers to Christ and to each other. John 1 verse 3, Corinthians 10 verse 16. Heavenly Father, we give thanks for the gift that is fellowship and the opportunities that it provides for us to be able to help foster spiritual growth, to help bear and to share burdens, to receive and to give encouragement, and to foster accountability. We thank you, Lord, that you have called us into fellowship with yourself and with your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. We have faith that this scene of Christian fellowship we have in this congregation is being played out in thousands of similar locations around the country and around the world as we come together. Lord, we pray that they continue to flourish until the day of your return. In Jesus' name, amen.